Seattle is famous for not going to church. A lot of people here just aren't interested. But Seattle has a lot of historic churches. They cost a lot of money to keep up, money the churches don't have. So some of them are closing down. KUOW's Joshua McNichols visited one Seattle church in the U District, where remaining congregants are adjusting to the loss.
The University Christian Church is this big cathedral-like space, and it's for sale right now. It had its last service in June. Some of the church members and staff gave me a tour before they said goodbye to it for good.
My name is Bob Tanik, and my wife and I and two children attended this church from 1955. But I've been a greeter for about 20 years. I have a lot of keys here, but those are as padlocks on these. Oh. And I don't know. Let's try this one. This is... Welcome to the University Christian Church.
Hello, my name is Dr. David Barella, and I am the organist here at University Christian Church. This organ is so unique and so wonderful. It was built in 1929, right during the Depression, and it was the largest organ in the Seattle area for many, many years.
The number of people in the congregation dwindled over the years. Well, I think the sanctuary holds 1,200 on the main floor. This past year, I really shouldn't even mention this, we should keep it a secret, but 50 people was really our goal.
Wait. So what are you saying about how many people came each week?
That was about 50. Sometimes there was 44.
How did that feel?
Depressing.
My name is Marcia Tolan. I've been a member here since 84.
One chronic problem with older churches is that they have a lot of maintenance costs, right? I mean, it takes a lot of money to patch the roof and keep them heated or cooled. Was that a problem here?
Yes, that happened to a large degree. We had to make a choice between heating it in the winter time. Sometimes, you know, it just was overburdened to heat the whole sanctuary, so we'd move ourselves into a smaller room for worship where, you know, it doesn't take as much to make the people who've gathered comfortable.
Christ continues to be present in our lives, even during a change like this, and the grief of moving on and leaving a location that we have been at for over a century.
The money from the sale will help them move into the next chapter.
There was another church in Lake City who was facing some similar issues. Although they have a very new building, their mortgage and their declining numbers saw them wanting to look for a partner or another group of people that might join them. So we've sort of dated for a while to understand whether we could work together and join into a new church.
What does that do for your sense of optimism about the future?
That there is one, that in surprising ways and in ways that you may not have ever dreamed of, there could be a new community where you still fit in.
It'll take a while to get used to everything out there in Lake City.
When I went out there to church the first time, I missed a turnoff to the church. But it's a nice church, nice people.
And even when the University Christian Church leaves the U District, they'll still have a legacy here. I mean, the rest of the money from the sale will fund an endowment to support social service providers who used to rent cheap office space from the church. In the U District, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.